Malcolm, but your thoughts on Champ and your what success you've had against him and his, in your career and his career?
I think he's a good player. I don't think I really had any success against him. I think he played me very well last game, and I think he got a pick off me. So he's a great player. I'm surprised he didn't he wasn't a starter in the Pro Bowl.
Hey, Malcolm, what is the mood of this team right now? Obviously, not where you wanted to be, eliminated from the playoffs at this point in the season.
I think the mood is still upbeat. I mean, guys are excited to go out there and play, you know, every game. And, I've been out two games, and, I'm not taking this as, you know, as an exhibition game. I'm it's a fun game to play. You can't really take any game lightly, so I'm really excited to, you know, hopefully get out there this week.
Does having a division game, a rivalry game, make it easier to get up for a game like this that maybe doesn't have as much bearing on the standings?
I say somewhat, but, some of the guys on the other team, you've been playing against some of the guys for years now. And, I don't really look at it, you know, as a rivalry, it's always great to play those guys and to play, you know, the Broncos.
Does it take something away from the rivalry that the game doesn't have as much meaning?
I'm sorry, it broke up. Can you repeat that question again, please?
Does it take anything away from the rivalry that the game doesn't have as much meaning?
Somewhat. You know, the past couple years, you know, either... you know, this game was deciding, you know, to go into the postseason or not. And, it's a little funny that, you know, especially for us two, you know, Broncos and us Chargers, that, we're not fighting for that last game to go into the postseason because we've been, you know, at the top of the conference or at the top of the division for these past couple years.
Malcolm, you got any theories? You've always started slow, but you usually are able to recover and win the title. This year, maybe that slow start came back to bite you. Is that something that you guys are talking about? What's been the problem with your team that's, you know, a really good team that seems to start 2-5 every year?
I think, early on we had some uncharacteristic mistakes. Our offense, you know, clicked well, and I think we were number one for a while, and our defense, you know, was number one. But, you know, just uncharacteristic mistakes by us that really came in crucial periods of the game, and it really, hurt us. But as far as, you know, the end of the season runs for these past couple years, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain that. We just go out there and play. But I guess it just happened that, you know, we won a bunch of games in November, December.
You guys had a lot of success through the air that first game against the Broncos. What did you take away from what you did well and how that can help you do it again this weekend?
I think we played great in all three phases. The run game, you know, worked out well. We started off, Broncos started off, the first drive. You know, it didn't look too promising for us to get that win because the first drive they just marched down the field on it. So did a great job of challenging that adversity and scoring on our first drive and just withstanding the adversity and we got our run game going and the defense played well and had a great game plan against Brandon Lloyd and the Broncos passing attack.
Obviously, Phillip Rivers is famously a competitive guy. Does it kind of make it impossible to not get up for a game at a certain point when he's in the huddle there with you on a Sunday?
Oh yes, when he's going, I feed off of him, and I like when he's really emotional and really up tempo, and I really feed on him, and you know when you're gonna have a great game, when he's up like that. So, he's done a great job this year, despite the injuries to his receivers and tight ends. And I really think he really deserved to go to the Pro Bowl, which he did. So.